This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about why I decided to pay, probably by the end of the trip, close to $4,000 to go to Australia for the Clean Health Live event. Now, just a little bit of background before we get into the why. As this episode comes out, I am actually currently in Australia. This is pre-recorded if you are here live. I'll just be honest with you. And I'm in Australia right now for the Clean Health Live event. Now, this opportunity came up because Clean Health is partnered with my business coaches, Brian Mark and Cole DeSilva, and PT Domination, the best business coaching program for online coaches, or honestly, even if you still coach in person, amazing tools that you can use to help build your business, help better deliver to your clients, which if you know me at all, you know that's what I'm all about. Now, they're putting on an event, they're co-hosting an event with Clean Health Fitness Institute in Australia right now. And instead of going virtually where I could have sat right in this chair and watched the event on this computer, I decided to make the trip down to Australia. Now, there's a lot of reasons why I decided to do this, but I'm going to talk a little bit about exactly why and then exactly why that applies to my audience, which primarily, as you hopefully know, are athletes, and things that you can apply to your lives as well. Now, first off, was a $2,200 plane ticket a lot of money for me? Absolutely. That is a big chunk of change, and I was nervous to actually click buy and make that decision to go to Australia. Now, on top of that, obviously, there's accommodations, there's, you know, travel visas, there's getting an adapter, there's, you know, all kinds of other stuff that goes into traveling that, you know, as I record this, I'm still in the process of working out, even though I leave in a few days. But what I want to really get across is, again, the reason why I decided to go through all of that hassle instead of just watching the event virtually. Now, first off, yes, obviously the travel, I'm going to get to see some sites while I'm there, which is going to be super cool. I'm actually going to get to meet some athletes of mine that I've been working with for a while that live down in Australia, which I'm super excited about as well, getting to meet them for the first time. But on top of that, guys, the reason that I decided to make this trip is because success, I believe, comes from discomfort. Success comes from making yourself uncomfortable, putting yourself in more difficult situations, and, you know, putting skin in the game, for lack of a better term. Yeah, I could have paid a lot less money and sat right here and watched this event and gotten some good takeaways. But now when I'm sitting at this event live, listening to some of the greatest people in my industry speak, well, damn straight, I'm going to be paying very fucking close attention because I paid thousands of dollars to be there. And by paying that money, by investing that money, by making that trip, by having this experience, what I'm counting on even before going is that I am going to be able to take away, first of all, information from these speeches and information from these speakers, but second of all, from the experience as a whole. I'm going to be able to better understand, you know, a whole different side of the world and, you know, better understand how to deliver to my athletes around the world. But even more so, guys, better connect with high-level people in my industry that I wouldn't be able to connect with necessarily the same way on that virtual event. Now, it's not to say that the virtual event would be a bad experience. I'm sure it's going to be an incredible experience as well. But being able to connect with these people in person, being able to actually speak to these people face-to-face after they do their speeches, connect with other people in the audience, whatever it might be, I have no idea kind of connections this could lead to for me in my career and for my athletes, which ultimately is my ultimate goal here, is to learn things on this trip that are going to benefit them down the road. Now, again, we talk about it, and yeah, you can get a lot from the virtual event. You can get a lot from, you know, sitting and listening to great people speak. But the thing I really want to get across to all of you that are listening is you're going to get more by putting skin in the game. You're going to get more by making an investment that makes you uncomfortable. And the reason you're going to get more by doing that is because it's going to mean more to you. You know, so when I'm sitting live listening to Lane Norton speak, listening to Dane McDonald, listening to Brian and Cole, my mentors that I've heard speak a couple of times, listening to all these other incredible people in my industry, I'm going to be getting more out of that because I know what I put into being there. And this is something that I think so many athletes are missing in their careers. You know, you do the research on how to properly fuel your body for training instead of hiring a nutritionist because, oh, that way I can save some money. But how seriously are you taking it when you don't have a plan from a professional? You do the research to figure out, you know, strength training for fighters and you put together a program for yourself, but then, Friday, I already trained today, so I won't do it today because, you know, I'm tired from training. And, I'll just take next week off because, like, my back's a little sore, and so I needed to rest. And, you know, are you able to get results from programming for yourself? Yeah, I'm not going to be one of those coaches that says, you know, programming for yourself is awful and you're never going to get any result. But, guys, the thing is, you're not going to put the same amount into it because there's nothing holding you back from just quitting on it or not doing it today. Whereas when you make that investment every month, you're betting on yourself. You're betting on your success. You're not taking the safe route where you don't have to put anything into it. You're betting on your success. You're handing over money to say, this is money that is going to further my success in my sport. And that's exactly my focus here in going to Australia, is I am putting thousands of dollars into this trip because I know that if I am willing to make that investment in myself, I'm going to get 10 times the return for it. I know that when I make that investment into myself, I'm going to come away from this trip with information, with knowledge, maybe even just with a passing conversation with someone else in the audience that is going to allow me to transform the way I deliver to my clients, that is going to allow me to transform the way that I market to new clients and bring new people into my business, that is going to allow me to change more lives, to make more impact, to further what I am trying to do in this industry. Because I am putting the skin in the game, I am putting that investment down, I am telling the universe by going to on this trip, I am serious about the goals I have for my career. I am serious about wanting to be the best coach on the market for combat athletes. I am serious about wanting to grow a company that spans worldwide and helps millions of athletes around the world build their dream careers in sport. I am serious about these goals, and I'm a firm believer that when you put that out into the universe, when you put that energy forward, that is the energy you get in return. Better things will happen for you. And that is exactly why I'm going on this trip. That is exactly why I'm going to this event live instead of taking the safe route, sitting back in this chair, comfortably listening to these people speak when I've got, you know, the regular distractions from home going on or whatever else it is. That's why I'm going to this event, putting myself so fucking far out of my comfort zone, traveling across the world, sitting on a plane for 36 hours, counting there and back, and doing all of these things. Because when you put that energy out into the world that you are serious and you are willing to take risks and you are willing to make investments in yourself, better and better and better things come back to you. And that is what I want to get across to you if you're an athlete listening to this. That yes, the hard work you're doing in the gym is great. Yes, the fact that you have big goals for your career is great. Yes, the fact that you are willing to wake up every day and go to the gym is great. But what are you not currently willing to do? What scares you? I understand when I speak to athletes about strength and conditioning, and I understand when they say, ooh, it's too expensive, or oh, that's a lot of money, or anything like that. It makes sense to me because it is. But the reason that proper services like this cost money, guys, is because this is the thing that can change your career. This is the investment that you will make that will make the rest of your career become what you're actually after. This is the investment you need to make in order to have that career that you want to have. So if you're not willing to make that investment, if you're not willing to take that risk, if you're not willing to take that step, if you're not willing to take a chance, why do you expect that the universe is going to reward that with that UFC dream? Why do you expect the universe is going to reward that with making your living from your sport, making millions of dollars, retiring your family? It's not. The universe is going to reward you if you are willing to get out of your comfort zone, if you are willing to do more than the guy beside you. The universe is going to reward you when you show that you are serious about what you're doing. And you showing up to the gym every day puts you in the game. Me buying the virtual ticket and sitting back and listening to those speakers from the comfort of this nice chair that I bought the other day is putting me in the game. That's more investment than some people. But me making that trip, spending thousands upon thousands of dollars to get out to Australia, to listen to these people live, to connect with these people, to talk with these people, to meet so many more new people, that is me telling the universe, I'm willing to do what 99% of others aren't. That's me telling the universe that when I talk about being the number one coach on the market for combat athletes to build their dream careers in their sport, I'm fucking serious and I'm fucking coming for it. And so you've got to ask yourself, how serious are you? How much are you willing to invest in yourself? Do you actually not have the money to put towards a nutritionist, a strength and conditioning coach, you know, more education around your sport, whatever it is? Or are you telling yourself you don't have the money because putting that money into yourself and betting on yourself and making an investment in yourself is fucking scary? Guys, I get it. Making that investment, making that bet is scary because, well, what if I fail? That goes through my head too. What if I go on this trip and nothing good comes of it? And then I stop and I think, not a fucking chance, because something good coming from it has everything to do with me. How willing am I to go out and put myself out there and speak to people I don't know and connect with people and ask questions and learn? Because if I'm willing to do that, then good things are going to come out of this trip. Whereas if I go on this trip and then I spend the whole time sitting in my hostel and, you know, not talking to anybody, and I go to the event, but I sit in the corner silently and don't pay attention to the speeches, I'm not going to get anything from this trip. So it's all within my control, just like your career is all within your control. You can hire on a strength coach, pay all the money, do all of that stuff. But if you don't follow the programs, if you don't follow the plans, if you just do your own thing anyway, it's not going to benefit you. But if you are willing to put forward that investment and you are willing to put aside your ego and you are willing to be the student, you are willing to make that sacrifice, make that investment, learn and listen, you are going to transform what the rest of your career looks like. So you've got to ask yourself, how badly do you want it? What is that dream for your career? Career fighter in the UFC, being able to quit your job, winning world titles, whatever it is, whatever that dream career is, you've got to ask yourself, how badly do you want it? And if it fucking burns your heart, if it makes you crazy with how badly you want to achieve these goals, you need to understand this is where it starts. This is where it starts, is betting on yourself, telling the universe, hey, I'm fucking serious about the goals I want to achieve. Telling the universe and telling yourself, I'm willing to take a risk because I believe in me. And that is what so many of you guys aren't doing. You're not taking those risks. You're not making those investments because you don't fucking believe that they're going to pay off, or you're scared that they won't. The only way you know for sure that they won't is by not making them. But if you make that investment and then you take full and complete advantage, you're going to transform the rest of your fucking life. So, why am I going to Australia? I'm going to Australia because success comes from getting uncomfortable. Success isn't given, it's earned. Now, the reason I'm going is, again, success is from getting uncomfortable. Success is from investing in yourself. Success is from being willing to do what others aren't willing to do. And this is what so many of you guys are overlooking. So my invitation for you, my challenge for you, is look at your career right now. Look at where you are lacking in your career right now and ask yourself, what can I do to speed up the process of being successful? Who can I invest in? What do I need? What is lacking? What is the next level for me? And whatever that next level is, take action. That doesn't necessarily have to be monetary, but take action. Find a way to put more time into it, more money into it, more of yourself into it. And that is what's going to be what leads you to the next level, is doing something that makes you uncomfortable, but pushes you in the direction that you are aiming to go. So that is it. That is all. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I know when this comes out, I will be having a wonderful day. So I appreciate you all for tuning in. Thank you. My one ask, as always, as we wrap up the show, is that you share this with a friend, with a teammate, with a coach, with someone who needs to hear this message. So thank you again. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. Thank you again, and see you next time.